Union. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A report on alleged FISA abuse from the Department of Justice Inspector General could be out by Friday and could reveal what launched the Russia investigation. It'll be looking into the allegations that the FBI and DOJ used FISA to launch a probe into Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins on Fox saying he's going to withhold judgment till we have all the facts.
The IG report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of, because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out.
Lawmakers hope the report's going to answer questions about the legitimacy of the investigation into the president's 2016 campaign and its relationship with Russia. At least 75 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area as the Saddle Bridge fire continues burning. Evacuees had a chance to go home over the weekend with the fire now 43% contained. It was sparked Thursday night, shut down a number of freeways and closing some schools that are back open today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
United Auto Workers Union members are on strike against Mack Truck. More than 3,000 UAW members began picketing Sunday morning outside the truck makers' plants in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. UAW says unresolved issues include wage increases, job security pensions, and health benefits. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking outside the White House about trade talks with China.
We'll meet with the vice premier in Chile before the presidents meet to make sure there are any final issues. And if we need to have in-person meetings, more in-person meetings to get this done, obviously we'll do that.
In recent months, the U.S. and China have imposed tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's imports. On Friday, the president said that he and China had come to a preliminary deal on intellectual property and financial services. And he said China agreed to increase its purchase of U.S. agricultural products. The IRS extension deadline to file and pay taxes is tomorrow. People that don't file by then will be hit with a fine of up to 5% a month on the unpaid taxes. The IRS says more than 1 in 10 taxpayers asked for an extension this year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer wants the Senate to vote this week on President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria.
The New York Democrat said on Sunday he believes Trump's decision could put the U.S. at risk of a terror attack. Schumer says his proposed resolution would be bipartisan and include a plan to beat ISIS.
I'm Morgan McCarthy.
The teen that escaped captivity after 88 days in Wisconsin says she feels stronger every day. It's been 1 year since Jamie Kloss was kidnapped from her home and her parents were killed. In a statement to ABC, the 14-year-old thanked everybody for their kindness and concern. She's been spending time with family, hiking with friends, now lives with her aunt, who says Jamie is courageously reclaiming her life. A vigil was held Sunday outside the home of 28-year-old Atania Jefferson, who was fatally shot by police while playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew. Here's Wendy King.
A white police officer in Fort Worth, Texas, is on administrative leave pending a shooting investigation. A black woman was killed inside her own home when police were called to check out a report by a neighbor that her front door was open.
I feel guilty because had I not called the Fort Worth Police Department, my neighbor would still be alive.
The officer had fired through a screen window, saying he perceived a threat. The family disputes that account. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Joker having another big week at the box office, earning an additional $55 million over the weekend. Coming in second, MGM's 3D computer animated adaptation of The Addams Family. That took in about $30 million in its debut weekend in theaters. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome to Legends of Success. This weekend is Father's Day, and to honor dear old Dad, we present an interview with one of television's most beloved fathers. Dick Van Patten is an actor, businessman, and animal welfare advocate, but he is remembered most as Tom Bradford, the patriarch of the 1970s television show Eight is Enough. Dick passed away shortly after Father's Day in 2015. He was 86. We had the opportunity to talk and joke with him about his incredible career, about fatherhood, and about dog food. A Father's Day tribute to a great dad on television and in real life, a great actor, and a wonderful man. Dick Van Patten, a legend of success.
Is at number 3 with 20 million. The cute animated feature Abominable is at number 4 with 6 million. And dropping down to number 5, the movie adaptation of the TV show Downton Abbey with 4.9 million. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome to Legends of Success. This weekend is Father's Day, and to honor dear old Dad, we present an interview with one of television's most beloved fathers. Dick Van Patten is an actor, businessman, and animal welfare advocate, but he is remembered most as Tom Bradford, the patriarch of the 1970s television show Eight is Enough. Dick passed away shortly after Father's Day in 2015. He was 86. We had the opportunity to talk and joke with him about his incredible career, about fatherhood, and about dog food. A Father's Day tribute to a great dad on television and in real life, a great actor, and a wonderful man, Dick Van Patten, a legend of success. It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most successful entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals, people who share with you their strategies of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and thanks again for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, today's guest clearly possesses a number of the common threads we see in our Legends of Success. First of all, Dick Van Patten never slows down. Measured by almost any standard, he has had more of a consistent career in the entertainment business than 99% of all of his peers. And one of the most notable roles was starring in the TV series Eight is Enough. But his career spans way beyond that to literally hundreds of television, film roles, appearances. And ever since he was a young child actor, he has not slowed down. Well, today we're going to get a behind-the-scenes story of what his life has been like and what is he up to today. He's got some new things going on. Let's welcome today's guest, Dick Van Patten. Dick, welcome to Legends of Success.
Oh, thank you, John. It's a great show. I listen to it all the time. I really appreciate being on it.
I led into everyone has to know your name, your household name. That's obvious. And what's been bothering me, and I wanted to level with you here, is that with such a successful career, I need to dispel a rumor up front that's been bugging me a little. There's some rumors coming out of Hollywood that you've actually been spotted several times eating dog food.
Now, yeah, you're right. Those rumors are correct.
Well, what's up, Dick? What's going on here?
It sounds like I've gone to the dogs. What happened was I started as a child actor. My mother was a stage actor.
Uh-huh.
And when I was 7 years old, you had to be seven to be on the stage.
Right.
But before I was seven, I was a child model for John Robert Powers from the time I was four. And then my stage mother, very aggressive stage mother, thank God, because I've had a great life because of her. Then as soon as I was seven, she took me up and down Broadway to all the casting directors and agents and producers and got a lot of doors slammed in the face. And she finally got me into a Broadway show. In 1936, I played Melvin Douglas' son in a play called Tapestry in Gray. And then I just went from one play to another as a kid actor. I was in 27 shows on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going strong ever since.
But
so I've been very, very lucky. But then...
Yes.
here's how I went to the dogs.
I've got to hear this.
Okay. In 1989,
yes.
I was on the, remember the John Davidson talk show?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, the talk show.
Yeah.
Well, I was on the show, and they broke for lunch. And I happened to sit next to the drummer, one of the guys in the band, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to talk, and he told me that he rescues dogs and cats. And I said, oh, gee, I love animals, too. I've always tried to rescue animals. In fact, when I was a kid, I wanted to own a pet shop. And I had a whole menagerie in my house. Every week I would buy a different pet. I had horned toads. In those days, you could buy baby alligators.
Wow.
It was legal. I don't think it's legal anymore. But I had every kind of I had a whole room full of all kinds of animals. So I've always been that way. So he said, well, during the conversation, what a fluke this was when I think about it. He said, well, I think that they should have a holistic dog food. And in 1989, there was nothing like that. And so I said, well, I play tennis with this woman veterinarian. I'll mention it to her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day I met this guy on the John Davidson show, and he was thinking that there should be a holistic, a health food for dogs and cats.
Now, do they have to chant to eat it?
No, but anyway, her eyes lit up. She said, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
She said, I could make up a formula where there's no byproducts, no corn, no soy, no white rice, just health food.
Mm.
And so anyway, she did. And it was not easy to get it on the market back in 1989, but we finally got it in L.A., and it did well, and then it went up to Seattle and San Diego. Now, of course, we're all over the world. And then Petco got a hold of us, and they tried us out in 25 of their stores, and it did real well. And now we're in all of their 625 stores all over the country, and Canada and Mexico, everywhere. But it's going through the roof.
That's fabulous.
Now, let me tell you.
Sure.
All those years, I heard my competitors saying, our food is so good, you can eat it. But I knew that wasn't true. You can't eat dog food. It's not made in a human plant. It's made in a plant where they just make pet food. It's not USDA-inspected meat. So I figured, why don't I come up with a food that you really can eat, you know? And so we make this food in a plant where they make human food. And it's called Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance Eatables. And you can eat it with your dog.
Well, I've got a picture of you with a ladle and a bowl sharing a little snack with a pooch.
That's right. And it's very, very good. It's the best food, honest to God.
So,
people are a little leery about eating it, but they think liquid meat. It's made in a plant where they make human food. So it's just like Irish stew. We have four different brands.
I love it.
We have Chinese takeout.
Yeah.
We have the hobo chicken. And we have the chicken dumplings. And then we have the Irish stew.
You know, you ought to call the Chinese takeout Mr. Chow.
Oh, yeah, but right,
they'll
Chow.
Take it from you.
Dog Chow.
But this is great. So the rumor is true. You actually have been spotted eating the dog food.
Yeah, I was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and Jimmy Kimmel ate it on the show, and he loved it. He was really ate it. I ate it. It's very good. There's nothing bad with it.
Well,
there's more added minerals and vitamins in dog food than there is in regular food, because animals have to have even more minerals and vitamins.
Now, I'd imagine when you're taking this much process to do a product like this, I mean, this has got to be a high-end product. This is not for your everyday dog buyer, dog food buyer. Am I correct, Dick?
Well, it is a little more expensive, but there's 3 ounces more. See, cans of dog food and the human food has to have 13 ounces in the can.
Mm-hmm.
So even though this is a little higher than regular dog food, you are getting 13 ounces instead of 10 ounces.
Well, I think it's fabulous. And, you know, we're going to talk more about this project, how well you're doing, where it's found. We actually had Brian Devine on.
From Petco.
What a great guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a baseball fanatic.
Well, I know. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I got to know Brian fairly well, and I'm not blowing smoke here. He is not easy to convince to put a product on his shelf, because I know of other manufacturers of different kinds of products who have called me, and they said, I can't get through to this guy. He's tough.
No, we've proven to him that the product is good. You know, they tested us in 25 stores.
Well,
and if it didn't do well, then believe me, he wouldn't be having it at all.
Well, no question. My last count, I dug up, you're in 650 of their stores.
Wow, that's right.
That's doing
625, 650, that's even great.
Yeah, and you know some folks, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking to the legendary Dick Van Patten. Here's a guy that started out as a childhood actor. He had a mom that said, this is your goal. We're not going to stop until you're successful. And And what a life you've had. Dick, do you ever remember a time in your life that you weren't working in the entertainment business? Can you recall a time?
I've been very, very lucky. I've never stopped working. I think I've probably done more acting jobs than any other actor. I really mean that, because I've done 7 TV series, you know. Not just 8 Is Enough. I did 6 series before 8 Is Enough.
Oh, sure, sure.
And all those plays, and I've done 35 feature films, about 40 feature films now. And so I've worked all my life, and I'm very, very lucky, and I appreciate it, because I know it's not easy. And I know there's a lot of wonderful, talented actors out there that can't even get an agent. So I know how lucky I am, you know.
Not only have you been lucky, we're going to go over some of those specifically. We have listeners that tune in to hear, how did the Dick Van Pattens or the Estee Lauder family, how do they start out? What makes them different? What do you do? We're going to find that out, because, let's face it, Dick Van Patten, folks, has worked more, like I said, than 99% of all of his peers. When we get back, we're going to find out exactly what has he done that's different. Obviously, he's got tenacity. And after all these years, what does it take to launch a business and get a new product on the shelf? He's got lots of behind-the-scenes secrets. We'll ask him about his friends Mel Brooks and Dick Van Dyke and more, all on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Stick around. We'll be back with more of Dick Van Patten right after this.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Our exclusive guest today is Dick Van Patten, probably one of the most consistent workers in the history of the entertainment business. And Dick, I went back. There's a website I used to research called IMDb. I think it's Internet Movie Database. It gives the histories. I came up with hundreds of things. If you count your series and how many times you've been on, it went forever. But I want to go back to the beginning. You're a household name, easily recognizable. Let's go back to Queens. Tell us how it all began. What was life like growing up? Tell me about your family.
All right. I was born in Richmond Hill, Queens, mm-hmm. which was about 25 minutes on the subway to Manhattan, you know. Mm-hmm. And my mother and father loved the theater. They went to a play in 1928 called Showboat on Broadway. And they fell in love with it. Friday night, they would take the subway over to New York and see a different Broadway show, you know.
Sure.
And they loved it. My mother was stage struck. And so when I was born, she wanted to get me into the theater. But you had to be 7 years old to be on the stage. So she did the next best thing. She took me over to John Robert Powers. I was a cute-looking kid, good-looking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a child model from the time I was four. And as soon as I was seven, then she knew that, you know, it was okay to get me on Broadway. She took me over to Broadway to casting directors and agents and producers. And she got a lot of doors slammed in her face. But she finally got me. Melvin Douglas, who was a big movie star in those days, was coming to Broadway to do a Broadway play. And they had to find a little kid that looked a little like Melvin Douglas. He was very blonde, and so was I.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read at the Schubert Theater, but I didn't know how to read at 7 years old. They had to tell me what the lines were, and then I just sort of repeated them. And I got the job. There were about 100 kids there, and I got the job. And that was the first play. And then as soon as that show closed, I'd go into another play, and I had never stopped. And I owe it all to my mother. You know, it's a funny thing, John.
Yes.
They say the word stage mother like it's a dirty word, like, oh, what a horrible thing, you know, an aggressive stage mother.
Sure.
But actually, it's not. If a woman works and slaves to make her son a doctor or a lawyer, they say, oh, what a wonderful woman. But if they do the same thing to make their kid an actor, they say, oh, stage mother, you know, like it's a terrible thing. Now, let me explain, there are some stage mothers that push their kids into it, and the kids don't really want to do it.
Sure.
Of course, that's wrong. But most kids love it. It was a great life. I traveled all over the country. I met the most interesting people, and you learn great discipline. And my parents were very smart. They told me, you're only as popular as the show that you're in. So don't ever let it go to your head. Don't think that you're above anybody else, you know?
But at the same time, Dick, it wasn't very easy because, you know, I've done some research back here, and, you know, your mom supposedly was such a strong-willed, I mean, I guess in a good sense, but it must have wreaked havoc on home life, and I think that kind of even caused some kind of a rift at home. Am I correct?
Yeah, my mother and father did get divorced. And the reason was, this is what the family says anyway, that she devoted so much attention to me and to my sister Joyce. Joyce is also an actress.
Sure.
She's on that show.